How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 24 of Preparation for Resurrection. Our title today is The Spiritual Food of Jesus. Charles Swindoll said, "Obeying the Word of God is more important and more satisfying than fulfilling any mere physical need." Our text today is John 4, 27 through 38. "Just then, his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' So the woman left her water jar and went away into town and said to the people, 'Come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?' They went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But he said to them, 'I have food to eat that you do not know about.' So the disciples said to one another, 'Has anyone brought him something to eat?' Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, 4 months more, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. Already, the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true: one sows and another reaps. I sent to you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." The disciples return from town and find Jesus talking with a Samaritan woman at the well. When the disciples questioned Jesus about why he was speaking with her, the woman left her water jar and went into town, telling everyone she could find to come and meet Jesus. While she is witnessing, the disciples are wondering, why is Jesus, a Jew, speaking with a Samaritan woman in public? The woman at the well saw Jesus break down the barriers of gender, race, and social status, while the disciples brought up the barrier that still exists in their minds. His followers are wondering why he hasn't eaten, and Jesus is challenging them concerning their unwillingness to digest spiritual truths. So, Jesus challenges them about the actual spiritual food and the work involved in harvesting souls. John 4:34 records Jesus' declaration to his disciples, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Jesus was stating that he was spiritually satisfied by sharing the good news with people and seeing them come to faith in him. His food was accomplishing God's work. When Jesus stated his purpose, he was reminding his disciples that they live under the same will from Father God. Later, in John 20:21, Jesus will again remind them of this fact when he told them, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Jesus highlights that his food is accomplishing his Father's will by adding several truths about the spiritual harvest. Bruce Barton explains these verses. 4:35 says, "4 months more, then comes the harvest. For farmers, approximately 4 months elapse between the end of sowing and the beginning of reaping. Lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest." From Jesus' spiritual perspective, the time of harvesting had already arrived. The Samaritans, who were coming from town, were ready to be harvested. In telling the disciples to lift up their eyes and look at the fields, Jesus may have well been directing them to look at the approaching Samaritans. This may help explain Jesus' use of the word white to describe the harvest. Harvests in Palestine do not look white, but Samaritans often dressed in white. They were ready to be harvested. 4:36-37 reads, "The reaper draws his wages. He harvests the crop for eternal life." The reaper of this spiritual harvest derives satisfaction from bringing others to experience eternal life. This parallels Jesus' experience with the Samaritan woman. He was satisfied by offering her the gift of life. The sower and the reaper may be glad together. Jesus here mentions the sower in addition to the reaper. Jesus, as both sower and reaper, sowed the seed through a single Samaritan woman and reaped a harvest from many in a Samaritan city. This sowing and reaping transpired so quickly that the sower and the reaper could rejoice together. Normally, the sower's joy is hopeful, for it is based on a future harvest. The reaper's later joy is complete, for it is based on the stored harvest. But in the context of eternity, the sower and reaper will be together and can rejoice over the harvest they have both accomplished. Following God's will and participating in God's work fully satisfies. You will find true fulfillment in living for Jesus, focusing on sowing seeds and seeing a spiritual harvest. Now consider these questions today. Why do you think the woman left right after the disciples questioned Jesus about why he was speaking with her? What do you recognize in a person close to salvation that may sometimes be lacking in someone who has been saved for some time? In what ways are you following God's will and involved in his harvest? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.